This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We're looking back at some of the best bits of BizBytes for 2019. So far, we've looked at stuff about is having too many choices a bad thing. That was back in July. We then spoke about whether or not you liked the idea of brands and Malaysian culture coming together with McD. Oh, have you got something a little bit different for us?
Yeah, so this is about, you know how we always talk about loyalty programs, or how a few years ago we were talking about loyalty programs and all these chain supermarkets and stores used to have their own loyalty cards.
Yeah.
Some people even used to charge for their loyalty cards. You had to pay them.
I remember.
To get bonuses back from them.
Yeah.
But then recently, because everything's going digital, everything's going to, you know, it's more e-commerce, it's more online, we started wondering, and news came out asking if loyalty cards still work. So, in the US, big brands are looking to deepen customer-consumer relationships through exclusive programs, especially for those who commit to shopping with them regularly. But we had a discussion about, you know, if you do so much of your shopping online, do you still need loyalty cards?
Mm.
And, you know, that's the sort of thing that we were contemplating just to figure out if they still work in this day and age.
Malaysia, apparently we've got like 30 odd more of these loyalty cards, the traditional loyalty cards. I'm not including the e-wallets because they are also having some sort of like a reward and a loyalty system involved. And, you know, how they work is the fairly simple traditional method, which, you know, you collect points and then you can redeem either gifts or you get discounts on the next purchase and stuff. Or sometimes you collect, you know, 10 coupons and then you get like the free, the next one will be free on the house, like car wash and some, I think, like, you know, cafes, they do that as well, right? Back in the days. Anyways, now it's actually a tool to keep customers coming back for more. The thing is, though, in 2018, there were, you know, the whole bunch of e-wallets coming up, the whole cashless society was going through, coming into, you know, Malaysia as well. And in the US, big brands have actually, you know, taken a step further to sort of deepen this customer relationship through exclusive programs for those who commit to shopping with them regularly. Grab does this in the rewards as well. The more you use, the more points you collect, you move up the tiers, right? You go up from silver, gold, and platinum. It's like the final one, right? So the thing with most of these companies, though, they're now looking at these loyalty programs and these card systems because they realize that it's actually confusing to the customer. So what they're trying to do is now they try to streamline. Kohl's is a very good example. You know, they used to have Kohl's Charge, Kohl's Cash, and then they have this points-based system called Yes to You Reward. So now they're just putting it all into one single program. It's just called Kohl's Rewards.
Right.
And that's it. So the whole idea is to try to keep it simple and hopefully try to bring you back in to this whole, you know, loyalty, you know, rewards or programs or systems and or cards or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I personally am not using, and I've got a lot of these loyalty cards, and, you know, I'm just clearing up my car over the weekend, and, you know, I realized in my glove compartment there was just so many cards. There was like, you know, each of these, every petrol stations that we have, I signed up for all of them, and I don't think I've ever used it any. Like, I just don't use it at all. I don't go back to that, you know, petrol pump just to, you know, get more points. I really don't. I have a bonus link card, which my mom uses it, and she is in the very traditional style where she will only go to that one particular gas station, and then she will make sure that she uses a bonus link card and she collects points and then she redeems like an umbrella. That's like, you know, that's like a routine yearly annual thing that she does.
Right.
Not for me. I completely forget. Most of the time when I use a car, I forget to, you know, use the bonus link card to get more points. And then she will ask me about it. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Then she's like, no, but it's like 80 ringgit. And like, that's like X amount of points. So I'm like, but you just claim an umbrella at the end of the day. So I don't know. I maybe come from maybe different generation from my mom. So that's why I don't see it that way.
for me, it's like I love the easiest one. So MBO has a card. It's very easy. You just go watch X number of movies. The points, you accumulate points, you use it. I can use it a couple of times in a year, maybe three times in a year, go watch like movies in a big screen, whatever. And it helps. It's like I don't have to accumulate after years and years, and then I get one ticket to watch one movie. You know, so that makes sense. McDonald's, their cards are nice. You drink coffee like five times, and then you get one coffee free. I think Starbucks has the same thing, but Starbucks, I don't use as much. So those kinds of cards make sense for me, like personally, because it's you can see what you're buying, and then you know exactly what you get free. You know, it's not like a point system where I need to look at a catalog or go online and see if they're giving me like a free toothbrush or free.
So you carry these cards around with you because they're traditional cards, right? They're physical cards.
Yeah. So yeah, I have them with me. And the petrol station, I have one with Petronas, and the only thing I use it for is I use it for free petrol. The points accumulate slowly and it's not much, but then you just like, you know, you swipe in free petrol.
It's like a cashback system.
It's like a cashback system. Okay. But the one I use the most is MBO.
Cinema. Yeah. So I use for cinema as well for TGV. TGV has also the same kind of thing, but I redeem popcorns and the drinks when I'm, you know, going, because you buy an IMAX movie ticket, you buy like four tickets, you can actually kind of redeem one free popcorn size. Christine, what about you?
I actually use a few loyalty programs. I used to use more in the UK, actually. I don't so much here just because I don't really have that much to do here, I guess. But my main one that I use is the One Card, card, because my family and I are there basically all the time. And also before BFM moved offices, we were also near Centrepoint, which also takes a One Card. And so we'll use that to, I have used that to get discounts on certain items, stuff like that. I've also used that for parking. Like I'll just, like sometimes my dad forgets his One Card, so I just hand over my card. So then he can go into the preferred parking stuff, and that's really, really useful. When I was in the UK, I also had a Superdrug card, which was basically it's like a pharmacy, kind of like Boots, and that gave me a lot of discounts. And also because I was a student at the time, paired with my student card, I got so many discounts on like drugstore makeup, and even stuff like, you know, shower gel, shampoo, conditioner, all that stuff too. Here I also have a Sephora card, so I get a lot of points. And for like my birthday, I redeemed like a little Fenty Beauty thing for my birthday. Treating myself, it was good. So I quite like loyalty stuff, but it's only for, you know, services or places or businesses that I do frequent a lot or that I'm like genuinely very passionate about.
Do you think they understand you better? What you would receive and what your sister would receive would probably be the same thing on the birthdays,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
You know, it's not really, it's not a personalized sort of loyalty program. It's just that, you know, if I can get free or discounted stuff, then great. Like I know that I have like a lifetime membership to like a chocolate shop or something that I haven't touched because I don't really eat chocolate that much, but it exists. So right. You know, if I ever need to go buy chocolate, I can go do that, I guess.
Right. Arvin, what about you? Like, does like MBO sort of like give you, Arvin, since you're a DC fan, you get all DC movies free?
No.
Right, okay.
I wish
they still give you Marvel.
Yeah, they still give me all the movies. All the movies free.
Yeah.
But I wish it'll be nice to personalize like each individual person's like freebie and stuff. But then after that, I'm sure someone won't get the freebie and then they will complain. Like, why? You know, I've seen this movie this many times. Why am I not getting the
and
freebie?
And then it comes down to the privacy as well in terms of like what you're actually doing with this data. But it's a way to, you know, reach out to your consumers better and have a better engagement, because that's the whole point.
Yeah.
To make me loyal to your brand.
There you go, ladies and gents. That was all about whether or not you should be signing up for these loyalty cards and stuff.
Are y'all a fan of any loyalty program?
Yeah, I think they're a good idea. Although I was watching a TV show back in the UK, and it was about a company that had started a loyalty card business. And it turns out that one of the there was a stalker who was looking up people's information using a loyalty card database. And that kind of made me think, do I need to be putting all of that information out there?
And I think it's a slow burner for the loyalty programs in the digital age. I remember when they came out, people were jumping on it simply because of the perks that you were receiving at the end of it. But I think now, as the perks have decreased, the reason to jump into it is slightly more difficult from a consumer. Like, why would I want to go into this? But you do see more
more and more of them because it's slightly becoming, it's becoming more convenient to be tied into something that has, I guess, more partners and brands around. So I guess, you know, it'll be interesting to see where this goes in the future.
And also the new loyalty card happens to be the cashless payment apps.
Yeah.
So the ones that you are tied with, you get cash back from them. So that's the new version of loyalty cards for us, I think.
Stay with us, ladies and gents. We've got one more piece to go when we come back after the break. You are tuned into episode one of some of the best of BizBytes 2019 with me, Arv, and Jeff. When we come back, we're looking at ads and which ones actually work for you. You're listening to Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.